Welcome back onto the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Coach Johnson, and Coach Therrell reminding me that the 26-4 first quarter score was actually the Festus Farmington game, which was the semifinal game of the Central Christmas Tournament. And I appreciate Coach Therrell not calling me crazy to have brought up incorrectly that score from y'all's matchup. But, Coach, tonight they held you to 6 points in the first quarter. And then the second quarter you exploded, got 18, outscored them. I think it was like 18-8 or something like that, and had a comfortable 9-point lead going into the break. But what was the key to the turnaround from the first to the second quarter?
Comfortable. I don't know about
It, no, you're right. It was comfortable at the time.
You're right. Well, the difference was we turned it over seven times in the first quarter, and we turned it over two times in the second quarter.
Gotcha.
We're pretty good and can put a lot of points on the board if we get a shot up, you know. And in that first quarter, for whatever reason, we were trying to force it, you know, off of one pass, no pass. And Festus is just too good, too athletic, and too well coached defensively, especially to think that you can just throw it to one side and go get a bucket. You know, you got to work the ball on offense. If you're not getting into something in transition, you got to keep the ball moving and keep them guys, you know, running side to side and trying to force some long closeouts. If not, you know, they just sit down and guard you, and they keep you in front, and they limit you to one or no shots. And our guy, we got some guys that they got some itchy trigger fingers, man. If we can't get something easy in a hurry, you know, then we start thinking that you know, we got to get something off quickly, and that's not good. And it was bad in the first quarter, and that's what led them back in the third quarter. You know, we come back out and turned it over five times in the third quarter, and that erased that comfortable 9-point lead you were talking about. So just a game of runs. We can make runs when we get a shot off. You know, if we don't turn it over, we can score. And, you know, that was kind of what we talked about. We got to value the basketball more. Credit to their defense as well. Like I said, they get after you, and they play solid. They don't break down, and they force you to work hard. And sometimes kids don't want to work hard to get a good shot.
Savez Thomas, I brought it up to Coach Therrell, had a really good game inside against it was pretty much Savez and Evan Worley matched up all night long. He got his points. Evan Worley got his. Talk about that battle tonight.
Yes, Savez was tough to stop down there, you know, and he's a guy, you know, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's easier to stop a guy that's just a on the block post threat. You can kind of deny him catches. You can try to push him away and make him catch it out of his comfort zone. When you got a guy that can score on the block and then can also score, you know, drive it from the free throw line, from the high post, it makes it just a difficult matchup. And he can, and he did some stuff tonight that, you know, we're trying to take it off of his left hand, and he was going right on us. He spinning back to the right and finishing. He had a really good game, and we were fortunate, you know, time ran out, or maybe he got some foul troubles or whatever. We didn't have an answer for him in there. Evan battled with him. Michael battled with him. And when he did miss or he did have to kick out, we happened to get some good defensive rebounds. Evan was big for us on offense down here, pulling some boards and really I felt like he was efficient. Every time he caught it around the basket, I felt like he turned and put it in. I haven't taken a look at stats much yet, but yeah, that was definitely a good battle all night, two good players.
Coach, there was a moment, I believe it was in the fourth quarter, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm about 98% sure, Worley blocked a shot at the rim. This was early on in the fourth quarter, led to a fast break. He hustles. He goes the full distance. You know, like I said, he blocked a shot. It was either Moore or Lampkins had the ball, got it. Moore wound up being at the rim. He missed the layup, but Worley sprinted all the way from the back to the front, was there for the rebound on the putback.
Yeah, that was a big momentum play for us there. You know, he's Evans is as good a shot blocker as anybody around, you know, and he does. He's athletic, and he's got a good motor. And, you know, with the guards that we have, if you'll run the floor as a big man, you know, you're going to have opportunities to score, whether it's them dropping it to you or – you know, them going all the way to the rim and you getting a chance to clean something up. So that was a big play, and like I said, Evan was big for us all night.
Was that a defining play for you, sort of summing up, you know, the type of basketball that Hillsboro is good at doing, and that's blocking shots and using that to get into their transition game?
Well, you know, I would prefer that we're not in position to block shots a lot. That means somebody beat us off the dribble or somebody has caught the ball, you know, near the rim. We'd like to keep it away from there as much as possible. But that was, you know, you know, it's as hard as you can go, you know, for as long as you can go. And, you know, Evan did that for us.
Michael Brewer, of course, gets his own coach, 15 points tonight, blocked a couple of shots as well. I noticed looking at the stats before the game that Evan, who's got maybe a third of the games that Michael Brewer has for you guys, obviously because Evan and Ethan transferred, but he's got just about as many blocked shots. So it goes to show that you've got some, you know, you got some two very capable blockers down low with Brewer and Evan Worley, and obviously that can be some trouble for some guys. But as you move forward, you get Perryville. That's a, you know, you win that game, you win the large schools conference. I believe it'd be the fourth year in a row that you would do that. But Perryville's no easy task, and then you wrap up the season before district play with Farmington. What's Coach Johnson drilling into his guys between now and districts?
Well, I can tell you, you know, from the last two games that we've played, it's just, you know, valuing the basketball. Like I started out talking about, you know, we turned it over 14 times Thursday night against Seckman, you know, what I consider unforced, and we turned it over 15 times tonight. So that's something we got to clean up, because you roll into the district tournament and have a night where you turn it over 15 times and you play a hot opponent, you know, that turns those turnovers into points, your season, you know, could end very abruptly, you know, or if you're a senior, your career could end very abruptly. So that's what we're stressing going forward is, you know, we got to value the basketball and, you know, obviously try to stay healthy and clean up some other things and make sure that we're as sharp as possible here going into this last stretch. But, you know, going into Perryville, that's always a tough place to play, you know, and they got the Brown kid down there that can light it up. He gets 30 on a regular basis. So, you know, we'll have to get a look at them. And we had a weird week this week with the makeup on Saturday where we had to go Thursday, Saturday. So we really need to take tomorrow off to get a little rest, and we only have one day to prep to head down to Perryville. So that'll be a challenge for us. Hopefully we're up to it, and then, you know, finish up with Farmington, like I said, senior night. But obviously Perryville's the focus now, and couldn't get out of here without talking about the contribution we got tonight, from Garrett Pinkley. It seemed like all the loose balls, all the 50-50 balls. I'm not sure what he shows up in a stat line, but he was kind of a defensive fixer for us and pulled down a bunch of big rebounds and had a really nice drive all the way to the rim one time there that where we really needed a bucket, and he got one for us. I thought Garrett was huge for us tonight.
Well, I'm glad Garrett gets a little love here tonight, Coach. Yeah, three second-half points, including two in the third quarter. You mentioned he got a bucket, so that was that for him. All right, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Safe travels back home. Stay warm, and we'll see you down the line. Before we do head out, just want people to know, when is the district seed meeting?
Our seed meeting will be this coming Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
9 o'clock Wednesday morning. We are hosting this year.
Okay.
And so we'll know, you know, who and when our first round matchup and all that kind of stuff will be Wednesday morning.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Coach, appreciate
the coverage.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
That is Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks.